every morning I meet with him. Yeah, preacher, I got a prayer life. I meet with him at noonday. Preacher, I have a prayer life. I meet with him right before I go to bed. But preacher, I meet with him. Do your prayer life. Daniel had a prayer life. And Daniel, seeing his nation, seeing the detriment of his nation, seeing the desolation, and knowing of the destination, being deported, Daniel prayed for his nation. May I say also, not only did Daniel exercise prayer, but go back to chapter 9 again. In verse 4b, we find something else about Daniel in his prayer life. This will do something to us, amen. I've got to go on, amen. But anyway, notice in verse 4 here, Daniel, I believe, as he prayed, he exalted his God in prayer. He lifted him up. Friend, that's why I asked the question, what about God? Man, I tell you, please understand, my heart goes out to the victims that has hit by the storm. It really does. But as a preacher, I look for people who know God. I look for people who are seeking the face of God. And I don't know much about it. Like I said, I'm not the smartest cookie. But I do know that there's some sin up in that area along that beach shore. I do know that there's gambling. I believe gambling is wrong. I believe gambling robs us. And I'm against lottery, amen. I'm still against it, amen. Why? Because it's wrong, amen. It's easy getting. It's not by God's design. God has designed to provide for us because we'll work, amen, and do what we ought to do. But yet man's got this scheme. We'll have a lottery. And then people give their hard-earned money to get lottery. Some of them get hooked on it. Every Friday, they put that dollar in there, or that $10. I've been in some places where the guy said, give me $20 worth. Man, $20 go pretty good ways. And my old truck, man, I tell you, I can take a good $20. I get some gas out of that. But lottery, amen. But this is where we are today. Now notice again, I've got to go, I know. The Bible says that he exalted. I say he exalted the Lord here. He says, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandment. There is the exaltation of God. How big is your God? Amen.
Right.
Does anybody know that you have one? Amen. That you exalt. Daniel prayed. In verse 3 and 4, we have that Daniel prayed unto God. Secondly, in verse 5 through 8, we find something else here. And that is, we see Daniel confessing sin. Confessing sin. Not just his personal sin, but he confessed sin for his whole nation. His whole nation. He confessed to sin. Notice in verse 5 through 8, he said that we rejected the voices of the Lord's servant. Very interesting. Verse 5, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened, here it is, unto thy servants, the prophet, which spake in thy name to be our king. You know, Daniel is saying that, Lord, God, we rejected your messengers. We rejected your men who came with your message in your name. They didn't come in their own name. They didn't come and knock on the door and say, I'm coming in my name. But he said, we rejected those that came in your name. And he confesses this. He, for his God, he confesses the sin of the nation. And it's not just here. He says, Lord, we've done this. And folk, if we really look at this, America, we can say, we are I'm American. I'm glad to be one. But we have forsaken our God. And God's going to hold accountable as a nation. Not just one or two, but we are. Say with me this morning. I think the number's about 100 now up here in New Jersey, in New York, 100 people. Is it them? Preacher, are you saying that God brought the hurricane? I believe he brought the hurricane.
Yes, amen.
I believe he brought it. I've showed you that the other day. The Bible says God the ones that takes the water up from the sea and pour it upon the land. I believe it's his hurricane. I believe God controls the winds, amen. Doesn't matter what the politician says. Doesn't matter what media is saying. I'm saying that God, amen, is able to take the water up from the sea and dump it wherever he wants to dump it, amen. And though we might have the newest technology, amen, still can't get ahead of God. Think about that for a moment. Man, we looked at that thing for weeks, for days, and all of a sudden seemed like it got to a place and just said, I'm just going left. Amen. And I just go, he could have went in upon us. He could have come right in through here, amen. He could have. Our God, it's praying time, amen. It's praying time. God raises up. And God deals with us. He gives us, amen, what we deserve. Secondly, look, verse 9 through 10, we find also in this passage, he not only confesses their sin by their rejecting the voice of the servant, but we find something else in verse 9 and 10. They refuse the very voice of the Lord. In verse 9, it says, to the Lord our God belongeth mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him, neither have we obeyed the voice of who? The Lord. What is the voice today of the Lord? Uh-oh, can you listen to me just for a moment now? It's almost closing time, amen. The voice of the Lord, Spirit of God. Spirit of God gripping our hearts. Spirit of God speaking to us as we listen to the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. Oh, by the way, as we read the Word of God, it's not just the preaching, as we read the Word of God in devotion, getting along with God, God speaking to us. Spirit of God, God speaking to us with His voice, and what we do, we turn away. Well, I know that's what the Bible says, but Daniel to say we have refused to hear the very voice of God in verse 9 and 10 there. We refuse. And then thirdly, we find that they remember not the Mosaic law in verse 11 to 13. God had given them a law, and they rejected that too. And what did they do when they had the law? They transgressed it. They breaked it. They trespassed the very laws of God. And dear Christian, in the New Testament, I believe there's still some laws. There's some principles in the Word of God that is transgressed. And they're His Word, amen. And then you could say, Lord, we've done these things. And then he also says, but Lord, you've always said, confirm your word. God says, I have done. Notice verse 12 and 13. Here where they remembered the Mosaic law, but God had also did something. And this is where we are now. In verse 12 and 13. And he has confirmed his word, which he spake against us and against our judges, that judged us by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven has not been done as has been done under Jerusalem. It is as it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet may we not our prayers before the Lord our God. That's what I was looking for, folk. Where is the cry in tragedy to God? Where is our hope in God? And I don't see it. But here, they could say God has did exactly what He said He was going to do. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, don't have time to go there, but God promised this very thing to His people. He said, if you